The All Local on KNX News 97.1 FM.
PD getting ready to make this announcement on arrests in a case that dates back to the end of January in the Beverly Crest neighborhood of Los Angeles, kind of the hills around Beverly Hills. And this is where three women were found dead in a parked car. They had been shot to death. They were from out of town. The home that they were near had been a short-term rental. And there'd been some sort of a party or something there the night before. There were some other people that were injured as well. But again, LAPD to make some announcements on arrests in the case. Our Pete Demetrio is there, and we will hear from him upcoming in the news.
State budget has taken some hits over the last few months. California is no longer flush with cash like we used to be. So the governor getting up there today with his revised proposal, and there will be cuts. More live from Craig Figner.
Yeah, Mike, California has had budget surpluses, $90 billion, $100 billion at one point. So for Governor Newsom, it was always blue sky when it came to the California budget. There was always money to spend. He's never, as governor at least, he's never had to deal with a deficit, but that is going to be the case. We know it's going to be north of $20 billion. And talk to one political watcher who says, you know, beyond the things that will have to be cut, pay attention to the political implications that could be far greater than the hard arithmetic here.
Republicans really don't have the power to do anything. The Democrats have super majorities in both chambers. And if they're unified, they can get done whatever they want to do. The trouble is what they have to do won't be popular. And that could be a problem for some of the legislators come 2024 election.
That's Jack Pitney at Claremont McKenna. So this drops, I think it's about 10 o'clock our time this morning from Sacramento, of course, and it will be really interesting to see what stays, what goes. At least that's his first proposal to lawmakers. There'll be a lot of back and forth before this is finalized. Has to be finalized, Mike and Vicky, by July 1st. That is the start of the fiscal year for California.
Yeah, LA City Council meeting today, and they're going to touch again on a story we brought you about these DWP power poles, where they said that some of them were just dangerous and really needed to kind of be fixed, inspected and fixed. Council's supposed to get an update on that today, so we'll be following up on that. Let's talk about homelessness for a minute. LA County is asking an appeals court now to approve a settlement in a lawsuit over its homeless programs. This is long-running legal wrangling over this. The deal was reached last month between LA County and a human rights coalition that accused the county of not doing enough to address the crisis. But the federal judge overseeing the case refused to accept the agreement and instead set a trial date for November. Now the county is calling on the appeals court to override the judge's ruling and force him to confirm the settlement, since both sides said they wanted it.
New Media Arts Charter High School in downtown L.A. says they're being forced out of the district, out of LAUSD. Emily Valdez reports the founder thinks they are being unfairly kicked out.
Dana Hammond started L.A. Media Arts High School in 2019 and moved into a new state-of-the-art facility earlier this year on Figueroa Street. He says the students come from underserved communities and get a high-tech education.
VR projects, CG lighting projects, they're learning on Adobe, they're learning on industry lender softwares like ZBrush.
But Hammond says since LAUSD did not approve the relocation, they're using it as a reason to drop the school, despite 75% of the first graduating class being accepted to four-year universities.
We have to go private.
Can you do that?
Yeah, we're gonna make that happen. Can I raise $4 million in 3 months? That's the question. That's the position that they're putting me in.
Hammond said not being part of LAUSD will cut the school's funding in half. Reporting from downtown LA, I'm Emily Valdez, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Summer camp that UCLA has operated for about four decades has now been put on hold following claims of sexual assaults and some other things. The allegations contained in a lawsuit by a couple of students who worked at the university's Bruin Woods camp. That's at Lake Arrowhead last summer. They say that along with alleged sexual assaults by some of the counselors, they were also subjected to physical and verbal abuse, hazing and coercive drinking games. UC Regents strongly denied the claims, the allegations, and a trial is set for next year.
State Task Force spent years with the reparations proposals for African Americans. We've talked plenty about this, but one of the members says it's going to be hard to get approval for cash payments for people who are eligible. State Senator Stephen Bradford out of Inglewood says he doesn't want to get people's hopes up here, especially with the budget deficit we were talking about just a few minutes ago. Governor, on that wait-and-see approach, he's been asked about this before, says dealing with the legacy of slavery is about much more than cash payments.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.